Yes, we are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. John Wall doesn't need no introduction. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick of the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you thought on the future of TikTok. Will Congress ban it? Or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album win Album of the Year? Will Biden's approval rating go up? Will it go down? Or inflation? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. You're smart. You know things. Bet on it. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/stereo. Spelled K-A-L-S-H-I and deposit $50. Kalshi.com/stereo. Get in the game. There is no guarantee of performance. An investor could lose their entire investment. Investment fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Okay, this is the I Am Rappaport podcast, and we're doing meditations with Michael Rappaport. Whew, I've been practicing my yoga, and it really gets me conscious of my breathing. If you haven't meditated with us before, welcome. This is a 90-second meditation. It's quick. It's good to get started an episode, get your day, whether you're driving, whether you're at home, I don't know, on the train, wherever people may or may not be listening to the I Am Rappaport podcast. But this is a prayer, a meditation that I made up. It starts like this. For 40-something years, I've lived in the mountains, ignorant of all the world's shit, having no clue to the comings and goings of the day-to-day world. Stay with me. Rise and fall, warmed at night by a fucking stove, freezing my ass off, full of fucking pine needles in my back, satisfied by one bowl of wild oats at noon. That's the only fucking thing I get to eat. Is one bowl of wild oats with some water that's lukewarm and green from the fucking pond down the road. Satisfied, sitting on rocks, watching clouds and empty thoughts. Patching my fucking robe, biting my toenails, basking in the sunlight. All alone, miserable in my thoughts, but practicing silence. That's it. The name of this meditation is Practicing Silence. Now just breathe through it And we're back with the I Am Rappaport podcast. The I Am Rappaport podcast is sponsored by Casper Mattresses, Casper.com. It's an award-winning sleep startup. Go to Casper.com, $50 off purchase of any size mattress. Put in the code Rappaport, R-A-P-A-P-O-R-T, Casper Mattress in New York City. You can keep the bed for 100 nights. You could get your freak on for 100 nights. If you do not like the bed after 100 nights, you can return the mattress within 100 days. That's a guarantee. The bed will be delivered between 2 to 5 days anywhere in the United States and Canada. Same day delivery in New York City. We do not plug. We do not support. We do not take sponsorship from anything we have not tried and we are not passionate about. 450%. Okay, this is the I Am Rappaport podcast. Coming live from the Gloom Tomb here in New York City. You could hear the air conditioning, but we had to shut the window. Usually we like to do the Gloom Tomb sessions in New York with the window open. You could hear the sounds, the ambiance of the city. But it's so brutally hot in New York City right now in the summer of 2015. I'm saying summer of 2015 like somehow this is going to be documented. And one day they're going to be looking back on the files. We need to date and categorize all the I Am Rappaport podcasts because one day they'll be in the Smithsonian. Of course, because this is a worldwide fucking phenomenon. And this is the I Am Rappaport podcast. Yo, my man, I'm trying to do a fucking show here, man. I'm in here with G Moody. He's fucking, yo. I'm trying to do a show. Guys in the other room playing Twiddle Dick.
Yo, what is up?
This is G Monetti.
Yes.
I mean, I have so many different things I want to talk about. I started off the episode with a meditation for the people. I did another meditation.
Oh, were?
And now we'll just jump into it. I mean, the one thing we're not discussing, I want to try not to discuss. Here, if we're going to go over the things we're going to try our best not to discuss. Caitlyn Jenner, we're not talking about you anymore.
It's done.
We've had enough.
It's over.
We've had enough of you, and I've had enough of your whole story being forced down my throat. And it's not the story, it's you. It's you forcing it down everybody's throat.
Enough of it.
It's not the story. See, because people might misinterpret, be like, oh, it's because it's... No. I want off the fucking ride.
Word.
Caitlin, I want off. I want to be able to turn on my fucking computer and my television and not see you or your daughter or your ex-wife and her man, who my man G Monetti, that should be your piece. Kris Jenner should be your piece. I don't want to hear about you. I don't want to hear about, you know, there's a 17-year-old daughter.
Right.
Every time I go to the New York Daily News, and yes, I go to the New York Daily News first. I'm not going to sit here and try to look like I'm a Wall Street Journal guy. Mm-hmm. I go to New York Daily News, then I go to the New York Daily Times, the New York Times, Huffington Post, The Atlantic sometimes, Grantland, ESPN. Most of the time when you're on there, you're going to get inundated with something from the Kardashians. I want to read my New York Daily News, especially when I'm away in Los Angeles. But today, like, there's a 17-year-old daughter in that family that has made herself, like, deformed her body. She's gotten lips. I think she's gotten her breasts. I'm going to say breasts because she's 17. Because I was thinking, should we even be talking about a 17-year-old in this way? And then I was like, she wants you to be talking about that because otherwise she wouldn't be doing this. Every day, inundated with this shit.
Yep.
I don't want it anymore. I don't want it like a 17-year-old's ass. Like, did she do injections or did she not do injections? Her tits, did she do injections? This is crazy.
Yeah, of course.
It's crazy that the mom allows it. It's crazy that the daughter is cool with it. It's crazy that their family doesn't care that a 17-year-old daughter. Do you know how nutty that is?
They encourage it.
On the front page. So we're not talking about you fucking people. We're not talking about fucking Caitlyn.
Yeah.
Cosby, we're done with you.
We already got him.
We already got you.
Yeah. Last year.
Yeah, we got you in I mean, not that we were the first, but we got you really. We lit it up.
The unique way.
So do you have any things that you don't want to discuss?
Nah, man. That's it. Enough Caitlyn, my man, Kaz, enough. Now let's go into some new shit.
Yeah, some new shit. You know that social media is so rampant that if somebody... I had a conversation with somebody the other day when they were like, no, I'm not on social media. And I was like, why not, dummy? Like, if you're not on social media at this point, it's almost like not having a cell phone. Like, it's kind of like you're out of a whole phase of communication.
Yeah, that's definitely true. Word.
That was just an observation when this person said this to me. The big rap battle. I want to get into this. Have you been following? We'll get right into this. We'll get right into this. Drake, everybody, we don't need to bring you up to speed. Drake versus Meek Mill. Now, I hate to sound. See, like let me
sound
start again.
Sorry,
old. sorry. Let me get this. Let me try. This gets me so angry because on social media, you'll read people say, "Oh, you old people." You old dudes always getting mad about the current rap. But you gotta, it's not old, it's not the current rap, it's the good versus the bad. It's the real versus the not real. It's the authentic moments versus the contrived.
Staged moments.
Yeah.
Yep.
So when and we've talked about, to me, the greatest rap battle. Because it was recorded live, and the reaction is so visceral. When I talk about Busy B versus Kool Moe Dee, like you were saying one time, like Busy B didn't know what the fuck.
He didn't know what was gonna happen.
He didn't know like a dude like a game changing MC was gonna come. And that shit probably went on all the time in hip hop, but this shit was recorded.
Yeah.
Like there's probably so many battle rhymes and battles and freestyle shit that you'll never hear again that wasn't recorded. So many of those with Mo D, Busy B, Coke LaRock.
Just all the old early tapes.
So that's why that battle is so crazy. And you could hear Busy B's reaction to the fucking thing, like live. That's where I think this is the best one, because when you do a record, when like if Cool J is doing a record and then Ice-T is doing a record, you got to wait for the record. This happened in front of each other.
Right.
That's the rare thing about this battle. These were two known dudes, respected dudes who, you know, of course, Mo D was like fucking advanced. Like it was like he was dunking and you know, other dudes were just putting this was before the dunk.
Word.
That's almost like the dunk. That's like almost like the first dunk in battle rap. Like, oh shit.
Yeah.
He dunked it in a game.
Word up. Everybody knows Mo D, what he did.
And Busy B is like, what the fuck? It's not even fair. So anyway, so the fact that they were doing it right in front of each other and it was recorded and it was so good, to me, makes it number one. But as far as this Drake and Meek Mill shit, what do you know about it, G Monetti?
Yo, I don't know what to say because Meek, I don't know him from anywhere. So I don't
I never heard
his music. I don't know if he's good or bad. And the other guy, I don't like.
Drake.
Yeah.
A lot of people, friends of ours, people that we respect, they fuck with Drake.
I know. I just don't like...
I don't like his presentation.
I don't like the singing.
Yeah, I don't like the singing. But would you say that his emceeing is good? Like what you've heard? He's good.
He's good, of course. But it's just not my taste.
It's just not my taste either.
Yeah.
So I can respect it.
Yeah.
But that's not a battle. Like the last great heavyweight MC
battle
was Jay-Z. And that's it. It's never going to get any better because... dudes are not on that level. They're not respected on that level. And Jay-Z and Nas both come from lyrics. Like, these are craftsmen that before they were Jay-Z and Nas, they were working on it. Before they were known, before they knew... like, they've been rapping, like, for years. Writing it down on paper. Well, Jay-Z didn't. But if there was... at some point, he took pen to paper.
Before he stopped writing, he took pen to paper. Like, guys now, they don't write their shit down. Like, they do it on their cell phone. Just right there. Hey, I'm going to share a story. I'm talking here. Sorry, Moody. Interrupt anytime you want. I'm going to share a story that Large Professor told me that was cut out of the Tribe Called Quest movie. I'll articulate it.
Okay.
I asked him, Large Professor, who from the group Main Source, prominent producer. He produced a lot of Tribe Called Quest records. He produced Cool G Rap and Polo records.
One of the greatest beat makers of all time.
And he did it when he was really young. Like, he started when he was like 16, 17, Eric B. and Rakim. So he was like a teenager amongst these guys who weren't that much older, but they were like 20, 21, 22, right. Like, you know, older. Anyway, I can't give his life story the details, but Large Professor is a fucking, if you don't know who he is, he's one of the most important, original, respected producers in hip-hop. So I asked him, what was it like when Rakim came into the studio? And this is what he told me. I'll give the short version. And I'm not going to try to do it the way he does it, because he has such a ill flow, the way he talks. And so it's crazy. So I said to him, what was it like when Rakim came in? And he said he came in, he was wearing a red velour suit. He had two cell phones. He took the cell phones out, put them both down, the big cell phones, and I think he said he had a beeper. He had the jewels on. He said, and he took out of his pocket, out of his jacket pocket, and I can't remember if he took it out of the sweatsuit or out of the jacket, he took out a Ziploc bag, and in it was Rakim's notebook.
Mm. Mm.
When he told me that shit, I got the fucking chills. Right. I was like, oh, shit.
Dope ass lyrics, rhymes.
In that notebook.
Yeah.
And he had his shit in a Ziploc. Rakim, I was like,
he cares.
Yo.
He cares.
This isn't like, I'm going to throw this up on Twitter.
Yeah.
This is like a fucking
scientist.
An artist.
Yeah.
He's not just throwing his shit up on Twitter. He's not just putting it out on fucking Instagram. Rakim was on some other shit. So
at 19.
So when he's talking about the Ziploc bag with the notebook, and you guys are steady mad. No, our standards are just way higher.
Yeah, that's right.
We're not mad. I'm not mad. I just listen to the Busy Bee shit. These so-called battle songs that were put out this week, see if you're talking about them, let alone listening to them in 10 years.
Right.
Because I could still listen to Ether, could still listen to
Busy Bee, Kumo,
Melly Mel,
LL Cool,
LL,
Ice-T.
Like, the young people are like, yo, LL, he's on that CBS show. Yo,
LL,
fuck around with LL.
LL beefing with Wyclef.
He never
lit his ass up.
He hasn't lost the rhyme, right?
Nah. Cannabis got him.
Cannabis got him.
See, those are battles, man.
Those are battles. You win some, you lose some. That's the beauty of it.
Yeah.
But LL's credibility wasn't shattered because he just lost that battle.
Yep.
It's not like he's going to go into an abyss. Like, apparently, from what I've read on the internet, Meek Mill has lost this battle as of yet. And because of the internet, it's like they want to, like, cast him away. Oh. Send him away. He's a castaway. And that's not the way it should be. He should come back again.
Come back with some other shit. Yeah. They're going to throw you out the ring?
Fuck that.
I don't know you, Meek, but come back and get in his ass if it's like that.
Get in his ass.
Yeah, fuck that, man.
Yo, if I was a rapper today, I'm not. I never was a rapper. I wish I could rap. But yo, like I would go at him hard.
I'll be like 50. Just go at everybody.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'd go at him hard. Now he's good. He says some slick shit.
Common got him good.
Oh yeah, Common got
Common
Drake.
Common lit him up.
He was smart enough and respectful enough, I'm pretty sure. Maybe he did respond. But
I don't know.
But I don't think he did. But it doesn't matter. Like, it's a different level. So to say, oh, you old guys are angry, what the fuck do I could put on Mama Said Knock You Out right now.
Right.
That's a battle song, right?
Yeah.
No, not Mama Said. What was the one he
said it was?
Oh, yeah, because he said that shit in there.
Yeah. Boy, standards are higher.
LL Cool J.
That's a good point.
Forget
standards.
The CSI shit. Forget Deep Blue Sea.
Cool J.
Cool J will fucking.
Forget Deep Blue Sea.
Yo, you put him under a breakbeat?
Come on, man. These are MCs.
Yo, Cool J will shit on anybody.
That flow, he'll lock in.
Yo, anybody. Try to fuck around with LL Cool J. Wake up the sleeping giant.
Yeah.
Go with LL Cool J, one of these young guys, and see what he has. We'll see what happens.
See what that old cat got. You wish you'll never rap.
You're going to be fucking hiding in an abandoned building. Naked. Tweeting.
Yeah.
In shame. Chuck D. Oh, these are old guys.
Icons.
Fuck around with.
They're not old guys. They're icons.
Iconic.
Around the world, they know these guys.
Yeah. People go crazy to watch the 73-year-old Rolling Stones. Mick Jagger's 70. Is he 72 or 73? As they should.
Yep.
But hip hop, they're old. You dumb fucks.
Yeah.
You stupid fuck. You dumb motherfucker. Go spend your fucking money and watch the fucking Rolling Stones.
Yeah.
That cocksucker had a blood transfusion. You dumb fuck you. But you won't fucking demand a new Rakim album or a KRS-One album where these guys are like under 50. You dumb fucks. Whoa. You don't appreciate what we have.
Yeah, that's right.
Go to see old ass Paul McCartney again or Bruce Springsteen. Even the Boss got Botox. You know that the Boss got Botox?
What?
Yo, this is why I stopped fucking with the Boss. Like Mick Jagger and the Rolling Stones, they look like shit. Yeah. And they let themselves look like shit. Like it's over. Your best days are behind you.
Yeah, up there rocking shit.
You're 70.
You got to give him props.
And knock on wood, the fact that they're alive is a beautiful thing. Yeah. So to go see the Rolling Stones is, I'm like, absolutely.
Yeah.
But hip hop, these guys are like, they could walk down the street and no one knows who they
That's
are.
That's why they have to go travel around the world. They're loved around the world.
They're loved around the world, Gerald, but let's not make it seem like around the world is like, it's not like they walk around the world and they're treated like the Rolling Stones.
Oh,
like, I know we don't know, and we'd like to think, like, yeah, they're more respected, but it's not like, you know.
They're not super superstars.
No.
Yeah.
But they should be treated like superstars. Yeah. This is Big Daddy Kane, Rakim, Slick Rick. These are superstars. These are pillars of all this shit.
Yeah.
Salute.
To them guys.
Respect these guys.
Yeah.
While they're alive. We have them. They're not even, most of them aren't even much older than 50 years old. 55.
Icons of music.
Afrika Bambaataa, Kool Moe Dee, Melly Mel.
Kaz.
Yo, we gotta appreciate these guys while they're around. All the DJs.
Theodore, Jazzy J. You're all the great ones,
They're
man.
All around. They're here. They're living. Red Alert.
Chuck Chill Out.
They're here.
They're here.
The Awesome Two. They're in New York City.
Word. Always give them.
We gotta appreciate it while we have it. I mean, hip hop has lost a lot of people, but the majority of the people are still there. And some, you know what it would be, how valuable it would be in jazz if like John Coltrane was around or Miles Davis was around and Charles Mingus was around and Charlie Parker was around. Like we have Quincy Jones and like a handful of other guys, but like Dave Brubeck. I mean, guys are gone.
Yeah, and we have our guys.
Hip hop has their guys. Rock and roll has some people left.
Yeah. Hip hop has the most because it's so young.
And we don't appreciate
these
it.
Motherfuckers, man. They be like, oh,
you're
no.
You're mad because I'm mad. That's not a battle that went on between Drake and Meek Mill. That's like a maybe a balloon fight.
Slap boxer.
No, that wasn't slap box. That was a balloon fight. That was a water gun fight.
I gotta listen.
That was a water gun fight with big squirt guns. Like, what are the super soakers?
Right.
They had a super soaker fight. Battle rap before was, like, crafted, calculated.
Yo, I've stood...
under beats and, like...
in circles, cats beatboxing and watching battles. Unknown rappers. Nobody knows these guys in Brooklyn. I know what a battle sounds like in the street.
Master Ace?
Brownsville. M.O.P. Brownsville. Just unknown cats.
Yo.
Just going at it.
Like Busta Rhymes? That's a guy like, yo, you don't want to... I don't think he's really been approached in... because he's so... He's fucking retarded with his shit.
Yeah, he's gifted with that fast flow.
He could do all
anything,
any style.
Yeah, see, that's an MC. That's a rapper.
That motherfucker's on some shit. Redman, the whole Wu-Tang, except for
oh yeah,
they're all around.
GZA,
EPMD. We have to appreciate, man. Like if you could have Jimi Hendrix around, what would you? You'd say so much to him. We have so many people around, and the only ones that we, you know, I don't know.
What else, man?
We were talking about Bruce Springsteen. Just so you know, I didn't forget that. Bruce Springsteen.
Got Botox.
His shit is all, like, I don't mind a little manicuring and shit. But, Joe, you're not, my man, you're not 50 anymore. You're Bruce, it's okay.
How does it look?
Like, he's got Botox and shit.
So, as soon as you.
How does it look?
No, because some motherfuckers be having it, and they be looking good.
No, no. When you're on TV in the HD generation, let me tell you something.
Yeah, you Gerald, tell me all this old Hollywood shit.
I'm on these HD TVs.
And you look like shit up there. I just didn't want to tell you that, but I think I should tell you on air. Now, go ahead.
Fuck.
I know what you mean, HD TV. Go ahead, sir.
I look like shit.
Yeah, tell them to take it down a little bit. Standardize the television. No HD with Rappaport is on. Standard.
Fuck. Fuck me, man.
They got a lot of pock marks in your shit.
Oh, fuck. And like, I need to be dialed in. I'm so pale. Like, when I do TV and movies, you're able to, but like.
Get some Rachel Dozell. Get her to bronze your ass up a little bit.
Hey, fuck you, man. You get on the TV and see what you look like, you cocksucker. Anyway, what were we saying about Bruce?
Yeah, I said the Botox, yo. So it looks like shit.
Yeah, it looks like shit. Looks like shit. The boss, it looks like he doesn't look right.
It's not glory days, man.
It's not the fucking glory days. Yeah. Good one, G. Moonetti. It ain't the glory days. Glory days. Dun, 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 when the young girls cry. Glory days. Dun, dun, dun. No. I can see it in your eyes. We know some Bruce shit.
That's right.
That's like 83.
Bruce is good.
Anyway, Bruce, let it go. Mick Jagger's up there.
Yeah, just let your shit go.
You look crazy. So the Giants, woo!
The Giants.
They announced on, was it Wednesday? I believe it was Wednesday. It might have actually been Thursday. They announced, it doesn't matter what day. They announced a couple of days ago about their if you don't know, their defensive lineman, their defensive tackle, right? Defensive end.
Yeah.
Sorry, defensive end. JPP.
Yeah.
On the 4th of July, we already reported, we didn't break the news. That he blew his fucking hand off.
But we said that. No one said he blew fingers off.
No, they said
we knew by what happened.
No, but we No. It was already reported, but they said Jason Pierre-Paul, whatever the fuck is, what is it?
I don't fuck
Pierce?
With him.
Paul Pierce.
Paul Pierce.
JPP lost fingers, but we said he blew his fucking fingers off. And so we don't need to go into to what happened.
Yo, they didn't say he lost fingers. They didn't know
if
anything.
If you've never listened to the Iron Rapport podcast, and I expect there's new listeners every week, we talked about that. I expect everybody to know who JPP is, okay? He blew his fucking hand off. Yeah. So the Giants, they're starting training camp, and the owner and the coach, it was Tom Coughlin and Mara, they said, we haven't examined...
They went up
JPP.
There.
JPP. No, they haven't seen it. They don't know how many fucking fingers he has.
Oh, yeah. I heard Mara said that.
He said, I don't know how many fucking fingers
what
he has.
What a good line.
Yo,
that tells
this is
that
your
tells
defensive
everything.
End. And you don't know how many fucking fingers he has?
Oh, shit.
Yo, this is your defensive end who wants to get max money. He wants to get max money. I don't know what the term is. It's called the franchise tag.
Yeah.
And the owner and the coach are like, I don't know how many fucking fingers he has. And we're not, the reason why we're able to laugh at this, because if and I'm only going to explain this one more time, and then I'm not explaining ourselves anymore, Gerald.
That's right. Fuck that.
The reason why we're laughing is because he's okay, and he chose, if you don't know, to have one of the fingers removed so he could play this season and miss less games.
God damn.
He was like, fuck my index finger on my left or right hand. Get rid of it. It'll keep me out of the season. Where his other finger was, his thumb was like almost blown
like
the fuck
off.
Yeah, but they were able to save that. And Jesus. and they're starting training camp, and they said they don't, not anything like, oh, the status of his knee, not we haven't seen the MRI from his shoulder, not, oh, we haven't heard back from the concussion specialist, not that. They said we don't know how many fucking fingers JPP has. So now JPP, the next day, he showed up. They found him in Florida somewhere with a fucking, what was that?
He had like three casts on his shit.
It looked like he had like an oven mitt, like yeah. an extra large oven mitt on his shit. You look crazy, dude.
He wouldn't show us anything.
My man. Yo, it looked worse than right. I thought. Like, I was like, yo.
If it's bandaged like that, that means it's like your whole wrist is fucking dangling.
Yo, not only did he blow his fucking thumb, he broke his thumb, shattered his thumb. He has one less finger on the same hand.
He's not going to be the same. What the fuck? You think you're going to be the same after that? You want... Mara, cut this motherfucker.
You think they should cut him?
Listen, man. You're not going to be the same. We're not going to offer you max money now.
It's over.
This.
Yeah. You fucked up.
You fucked up.
You fucked up, JPP.
Yeah.
You really fucked it all up. You blew your fucking hand off.
Damn.
They don't know how many fucking fingers you got. What else, G. Moody?
I read... And it hurts my heart to say this, but I had to fact check on this one.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
We do it once in a while.
It hurt your heart to fact check?
Yeah.
We don't fact check at the I Am Rapport podcast. We also have that trademarked. No fact checking. So if you try to steal it, we'll fucking sue you. Shout out to the John Turturro, Nick Turturro line in Mo' Better Blues. I'll fucking sue you.
Yo. My man Vin Baker works at Starbucks.
We had to fact check this. Let's bring the people up to speed. You heard this story
on
Deadspin. And Gerald then texts me and says to me, yo, Vin Baker's working in a Starbucks. And because Gerald doesn't fact check, and Gerald has been known to not only just make up total stories and headlines to stories, he won't fact check. So... I'll share this. A couple of weeks ago, Gerald texts me that Kid and Play have come out as gay. And I was like, I was at dinner or something. I was like, what the fuck are you talking about? This is over text. And he's like, yo, they came out. And he sends me some bullshit article and some bullshit paper. And it turns out that it was just bullshit.
It was a
rumor. When he tells me that Vin Baker, and if you don't know who Vin Baker is, he's a former
Olympian.
Former max play. Made $100 million in the NBA for various teams. But he played for the New York Knicks, had some mildly productive years here. But he made $100 million. Okay, go ahead.
And now he's a barista in Rhode Island. Writing names on cups.
At a Starbucks.
I just want to know what happened to that $100 million.
I have to assume that if he had a hobby or if he had aspirations of doing coffee, he'd be at like, if he had like a passion for coffee, he'd be at like a, and I love, I fuck with Starbucks.
Yeah,
I fuck
you go
with,
there every
he'd
day.
I fuck with Starbucks every day. But he would go to like some kind of like, you know, high-end hipster coffee that makes their coffee roasted and all that fancy hipster coffee shit. I fuck with that too now. I'm on that shit, G. Moody.
Howard Schultz gave him the gig.
So he now, but he's working at a Starbucks as a barista. And the point is that he blew all his fucking money.
He had to.
Damn. $100 million. And not only is he Vin Baker, like he's like if you follow basketball,
he's a star.
Yo, you'll know who Vin Baker is.
Right.
Plus, he's a 6'11" black dude in a Starbucks, which is every Starbucks is pretty much built the same. The majority of them are not that big. I hope he's at one of those like ones like, you know, in Times Square they have the big ones.
In Rhode Island, motherfucker?
They might have one in a mall. Like in LA there's like a couple of big ones, but the majority of them are small. That fucking guy's gonna be imagine him, like, you know how tight it is behind the bar at Starbucks? You know how like they have to hustle behind each other? He's gonna be like taking the whole fucking thing up.
And
fucking up drinks. Everybody's going to be looking at him. Motherfuckers are going to be coming and asking for autographs. And everybody's going to be like, what the fuck are you doing here, Vin Baker? And that's the question that we really have is, Are you if you're financially fine and I'm not counting your shit, that's cool. And you just wanted to work at Starbucks, then that's fine too.
That's not that, but that's not fact.
But it, but if that's not the point, and you blew $100 million, we want to give you an open invite to the I Am Rappaport podcast.
That's for sure, man.
I want you giving me financial advice so I could do the total fucking opposite.
Word.
I want to get financial advice from you, Antoine Walker, and Latrell Sprewell. Because if those guys give you their five best financial advice tips and you did the other way, you'd be a fucking quadrillionaire.
Word. Yeah.
How? How do you blow $100 million? Let me tell you something. If I ever made, if I had $10 million, I'd be, you wouldn't hear from Michael Rappaport.
You wouldn't see me.
If I had liquid $10 million, you think that this podcast would be a fucking rap, G? I wouldn't, I'd fucking act like, I'd walk down the street like I don't fucking know you.
Oh, word?
Yeah, I'd be like.
I still dig them pockets though, kid.
Nah. I'd just be like, yo, I'm fucking out, dude. Who are you? Oh, yeah, we did that podcast. Yeah. I'm not on that shit.
I'm not on that.
I'm moving to Italy.
I'll be like, yo.
Place is unknown, you fuck. Do it by yourself.
We have to yoke your ass up.
Then fuck you. I'm not doing the podcast. I'm getting on this fucking plane, first class. I'm not buying the plane just because I made the $10 million. Fuck. You know, and I'm not going to buy 17 cars.
Right.
And fucking let this
That's
one.
That's how you go broke. It's easy. Ask him. He'll tell you what you just said. I brought a plane. I brought a tiger. The tiger has to eat.
Latrell had a yacht.
And it took that too. So you mean you're making $100 million? You're not paying for shit? What the fuck's the point of the money? Yo, I got this. That yacht is how much? This amount here.
Or wow, maybe I can't afford it.
Right? Because I know that's what the people are telling him.
Yeah. Maybe you shouldn't get it.
You shouldn't get it.
Well, I'm gonna play till I'm 40.
And you work up, you wake up being a fucking bodyguard, or bouncing at a club,
or being a barista at Starbucks.
I know the other That's people not, who work
I'm not,
there.
And I'm not disrespecting baristas. I'm saying the baristas that work there.
At college.
They're like, yo, they don't want to be there.
And this cat made $100 million.
Make sure I'm not being disrespectful to the baristas. I'm saying it's always like you want to be a barista, then you want to be a manager, then you want to be an owner is what I'm saying. It's, right. I'm not, so I, not, fu- yeah. I fuck with my Starbucks baristas. I love, respect, and treat them like fantastic.
Yeah,
so I'm not,
you do. I've witnessed that.
But Vin Baker, I'm going to be uncomfortable to see him. I don't want to see him because I'm going to be like...
You'd be like, damn, man. Yo, like, just give him a pound and shit on some... Damn, yo. Like, yo, what's up? Because you know...
Vin Baker was nice in the NBA.
I think he was like all-star for like 10 years, yo.
What the fuck, man?
Yo, that's weak.
This is the I Am Rappaport podcast. Baseball is in full swing, and you could be part of the action all season long at DraftKings.com, the official daily fantasy partner of Major League Baseball. Daily fantasy means no season-long commitments, just instant cash and instant gratification. You want to win some money from your cousin, your nephew? You go to DraftKings.com, your best friends. It's so much fun. Me and G Moody, we got into it. We're not even big baseball fans. I've said it before. I'm not a huge baseball fan, but I like to bet. I like to bet responsibly. I don't go nuts. But when I'm feeling good, I'll put some money down. And sometimes I win, sometimes you lose. All right? That's part of gambling. Don't go crazy. Like I said, just pick two pitchers, pick eight position players, and pick up your cash. That's it. New contestants start daily. So hurry to DraftKings.com right now and use promo code Rappaport, RAPAPORT, to play for free in today's $10,000 fantasy baseball contest. You can win $10,000 today at DraftKings.com in their fantasy. It's every single day there's baseball. How many baseball games are in a season? Enter Rappaport, RAPAPORT, for free entry now at DraftKings.com.
Did you hear about Sheldon Richardson? Jets?
Yeah, I did. You want to bring the viewers, the listeners up to speed?
I think you should do it, my friend.
Fine. So what happened with Sheldon Richardson, who's a 24-year-old pro bowler? Yeah, I'm fucking fact checking because I want to. So many fucking things happened that I actually need to jot it down.
Yeah, it happened so fast.
And
man.
So many different things. But the guy, I'm going to have a different take on it than you might think I'm going to have on
this.
Oh,
okay.
He was speeding at 122, 135, and 143 miles per hour in a fucking Bentley. You know how fucking crazy you got to be to drive anywhere, even on a safe track, alone at 143 miles per hour?
And running lights.
And then at one point, he shut off the headlights to evade the chase by the police are chasing him. Yo, the state of mind that you have to be in to run from the police at 100... First of all, just running from the police in your car. I mean,
they got helicopters.
You got to be... They got help. They're going to catch you.
Yeah.
And there was a 12-year-old in the car.
With other people in there, too. Yeah. He didn't give a fuck.
There were
running
other people,
lights.
There were other people and a 12-year-old?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
And he had a gat under the seat.
And he had a gun. Now, see, this is why I feel like an intermediate or the league or the players union has to step in. Because this is a guy who's in danger, endangering his life. Like, I'm scared for this guy. This isn't just, I'm not even going to say how, this doesn't even get like a wig of please or you dumb fuck. Because this is a guy I'm scared for.
You know why he was running? See, this is why you don't know. Do you know he got suspended for shit prior to this?
Yes.
This is why he was running.
But who runs from the cops with a, let alone with a 12-year-old in the car?
He didn't, yo.
Who does that?
Somebody that doesn't belong in the fucking NFL.
Exactly is what the fuck I'm saying. This isn't like, oh, he's going to get a 4-game suspension.
Nah, fuck that.
This guy needs to be evaluated by a third party for
Bellevue.
This isn't, I'm not going to be caught up. He said, I told my teammates, you don't have to worry about my name being in the news again. No. You're not going to have a choice because we're going to put you in fucking Bellevue for 90 days, evaluate you.
Yeah. And we'll see if we'll let you play, like the contract.
Playing's the last thing.
Yeah, fuck
we'll
that.
We'll keep you on a paid leave, no problem. But as far as getting out there and representing the NFL, no.
No.
This is a potential nightmare. Like, this could have been the biggest disaster.
Yeah. See, if the
NFL, this is like real problems because it's a guy, Sheldon Richardson, and not Tom Brady, and I'm not comparing the two, we're going to go with the deflated balls. But this should be headlines every day for the next month. And until this guy, this young kid, 24 years old, if you're behaving that way, you're not safe. That's beyond like knucklehead dumb shit. Like, I'm concerned for, and if I'm his family, I take, like, that's, because this is a guy who's in trouble.
Definitely. You doing shit like that, that's not normal, man.
Nah, that's not normal. And I'm not even going to make a joke about it.
150 miles an hour.
With a 12-year-old in the car and other people are driving.
Yo, they said he backed up on a parkway.
Yo.
Like, they saw it like it was a highway. He backed up.
This could have turned into a really, real. And the police pulled their gun on him.
Yeah, because he was reaching under the seat.
Yo, this could have been really terrible.
Yo. This fuck the been, season, man.
Yo, you're not playing the season. Forget that.
I heard a coach saying, Todd Bowles, this is the first day of training camp, and he got to deal with shit like this. This old sucker shit.
Who said that?
No, the coach. I'm saying he got to deal with this sucker shit.
Right, he has to deal with
the first day of camp. And Money told him earlier, yo, I'm not going to get in no trouble. I'm good.
And this is an all-pro player. And this guy's like 300 pounds. Like, yo, this is a fucking big-ass...
Put him on ice.
Yo.
Fuck the season.
Yeah, you're out for the whole season.
Yeah. Take a stand.
Take a stand and get him evaluated and
show you care
about
this motherfucker.
Show you care about him.
Fuck the season.
There's no season, my man. Sorry. I don't want people in my business, my corporation,
wilding like this.
Who could potentially harm themselves and others. Sorry.
Yeah, he could have killed a whole family out there.
Yeah,
running
sorry.
You want to be in
kickoff.
There's
no 4 games with this shit, 8 games.
Yo.
I don't make the decision. You ask his doctors that have nothing to do with the NFL. When should we even discuss him making a comeback?
Sick fuck playing.
I'm not calling him a sick fuck, G.
Oh.
I'm not calling him that.
But if I were doing that and running lights at 140 miles per
hour, I would say, you sick fuck you.
You give this guy a fucking little... A little cotton ball?
Who? Yeah, I'm not going to compare him to the guy who fucked the dog. Ugh. He got the sick fuck of the week. I'm not going to compare this guy to this guy's got problems. The guy who fucked the dog,
he don't have problems.
He's got problems, but he I don't have compassion for his problems. You're a sick fuck. You see what I'm saying? You see the difference?
Right.
Being the sick fuck of the week, you have to earn that. That's not given.
Yeah.
That's not, like, we don't do it every week. That's how important it is.
Right.
It's not the top 10 plays of the night. We don't do that. Sick fuck of the week, may if you don't warrant it, you don't get it. It's not a gimmick we do.
Yeah, that's true.
It's not a wig of please, you know? It's not a promotion.
That's
true. You have to earn that.
You got it, yeah. We on football, man. What's up with your boy Tom?
All right. Tom Brady.
He's suing the league. He destroyed his phone, like we fucking said.
We said. Recap what we said. Give the viewers the bullet points of this, the past. Bring them up to speed. We're just going to listen, if you listen to the Ian Rapoport podcast, you know, and you don't know what the fuck Tom Brady was going
backwards.
On, you fact check, you find out. Go ahead.
Yo, we said, why wouldn't you give up the cell?
Give up the phone.
If it exonerates you.
Just give it up. And I was on First Take this week, a few days ago.
Right.
With Jemele Hill. And she said, I wouldn't give up my phone. And I said, I would. She said, you mean that if they came? I said, if it meant my legacy, I would say, give up the phone. I would have it with a lawyer. I'd have everything be, you know, done so they couldn't, like, there might be private pictures. He might have had a loaf shot. He's married to Giselle. He might have been like, yo, babe, look, and had his loaf out. She might have sent him like an ass shot. No disrespect.
Yeah, but that's how shit go.
So, but right. I would say, like, yo, I want to be able to approve it so he could take out his loaf, the pictures. We don't want to see all that.
Yeah,
we don't want to see your girl.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
Your wife.
We see all, she naked on every cover.
She's naked on every cover. And to be honest, she's beautiful in the face, but Tom Brady, she's way, Giselle is way too skinny for me. When I think of like famous people that I think are attractive, Giselle doesn't even come to my mind. Not to say that she's not beautiful.
Right.
Well, but
just not your taste.
She's too thin.
Yeah. But that's that model shit.
But I'm not with that.
Hey, I'm with you, bro.
I'm just letting you know. So Tom Brady, I'm saying I don't care about wifey boo on the fucking the pictures.
Yeah.
I don't care about your loaf or any of that freaky shit you guys do or anything.
We're not here for that.
We're here to hear the text regarding them fucking footballs, my man. And if you don't want to give them up, then you're a guilty fuck.
Yeah. Warren Moon said, I highly doubt the equipment managers would just deflate a ball without the quarterback knowing it.
Right. Like, they're just doing it like, hey, we're going to play a joke on... like, it's like a little joke between them. We want to fuck with Tom Brady.
Warren Moon summed it up with that.
It didn't just happen, Tom. The ball boy's nickname isn't the deflator. That's not his nickname because of his weight. You think we're dumb? We're not dumb.
Well,
who came up with that excuse about the deflator being that was his nickname because he lost weight?
The Patriots.
Fuck you, man.
Yeah.
You think we're stupid?
Yeah.
We're not fucking stupid. You guys fucked with the Bulls. And yes, you're a great team, and I fucked with the... I wanted you to beat... I'm saying this the last time. I wanted the Patriots to beat the Seahawks. I was so happy when they won that game. I felt like the Seahawks, number one, they got lucky with that catch, that bobble catch. Number two, they obviously fucked up at the end. We all know what happened. I'm not bringing you... I'm saying, I wanted the Patriots. I fuck with Gronk. I had Patriots on my fantasy team the year before. I love watching Tom Brady. He's a master at the game. Just like, as much as I love busting LeBron James' balls, I love watching him. I don't have to always root for him, but I could appreciate them.
Exactly.
So you people to say that we're haters, fuck you too.
Yeah, we ain't hating nothing.
We're not fucking hating. Bill Burr, I fucking love you, man. We're not fucking haters. But we're just like Larry Bird, just like fucking Michael Jordan, just like Kobe when I didn't root for him, just like anybody on the opposing team. We're not fucking with Tom Brady like that. Dennis Leary.
Word.
Mark Wahlberg.
They think this Freddie motherfucker Roach, can't do no wrong.
Like, he can't do any wrong.
He
can do wrong, and he did fuck with the balls. And yes, probably other quarterbacks do also, but why didn't they get caught? It's not a conspiracy. Do you think that it's good for the NFL to sit down the most recognizable face in the world?
Right.
For football?
For football, exactly.
When it comes to football, Tom Brady
is it.
He's the biggest face.
He's it. No doubt.
He deserves it.
That's right. He earned
his record.
Shit. Yeah.
He's got the grill. He's got the hair. That's the blue eyes. He's got Giselle. He's got the skinny model wife that we said we're not into. He exemplifies the American way of quarterbacking. Like when you think of like a poster boy of quarterbacking,
it's Tom Brady.
More than Eli. Because Eli, your shit is, more than Peyton. Your shit is smushed, Peyton.
Yeah, Peyton got a big ass head, yo.
You got a big head. Your nose is fucked up. Your grill is long. You can't really talk. He's funny in the commercials.
He was on Saturday. How was he on Saturday night? Oh, shit.
Great on Saturday Night Live. Great on his commercials. Eli has great commercials. Peyton has great commercials. But as far as in real life, you should, like, they're like actually really, the reason why they're such good actors is because there's nothing going on in real life. So when they jump into the characters,
they're fucking happy.
They're fucking great. Greats Sneakers. Greats is the first men's sneaker brand from Brooklyn. Born in Brooklyn. At greats.com. They never sacrifice quality. These premium materials, style, quality, value is what they offer. Greats.com. Go to www.greats.com for 15% off. 15% off. Punch in the code Rappaport. R-A-P-A-P-O-R-T. This is the Ian Rappaport podcast, and we're out.
Once upon a time, there was a new crossover that refused to play by the rules. It flipped the script and made all the others look like fools. Featuring styling that's sexier by far and handles like a rock star. Introducing the first ever Toyota CHR.
Enjoy agile handling in the body of a seductive crossover that comes with standard 18-inch alloy wheels. The first ever Toyota CHR. The perfect ride to spin your own tale. Toyota. Let's go places.